Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUZ News. The Coshocton County Sheriff's Office is continuing to clean up their town after seven people from two different cases were taken into custody. On Friday, detectives conducted a drug buy around 11 a.m. with a man who had felony warrants against him. As the suspect was driving to the deal, deputies conducted a traffic stop where drugs and related items were seized. The suspect and another adult man were taken into custody. Later on April 6, just before 4 p.m., Coshocton Sheriff's detectives and SRT members executed a search warrant in the 600 block of Vine Avenue. A large amount of illicit drugs, cash, and firearms were confiscated. As a result of the raid, five people, four women, and one man were taken into custody. Names are being withheld in the ongoing investigation until formal charges are filed. Local community members are invited to learn about becoming a severe weather spotter. As we head into spring and potential thunderstorm weather, the Tuscarawas County Emergency Management Agency is asking for volunteers to attend a Skywarn training class. Director Alex McCarthy says these volunteers are able to help the National Weather Service know what is happening in areas along with radar images.
Here in Tuscarawas County, we're pretty far away from the National Weather Service in Pittsburgh, so their Doppler radar is not always able to catch what is going on over our county. So we rely on trained weather spotters to help us and help the National Weather Service know what's going on the ground.
The free training event is at Tuscarora Park tomorrow at 6:30.
Basically, it's going to teach people a little bit about the types of severe weather we get in the area, what the National Weather Service looks for when issuing different types of warnings, and what the general public should be looking for to report to the Weather Service, whether it be ominous cloud formations or damage on the ground.
Registration begins at 5:30. RSVPs are asked to be in by this afternoon. For more information, call the EMA's office at 330-308-6670. In state news, today is the last day for Ohioans to register to vote in the May 8th primary. The Secretary of State says voters will have the chance to weigh in on a statewide ballot issue involving redistricting and to vote in statewide and local races. Ohioans will pick party nominees for statewide offices, including governor. Early voting begins Tuesday. In sports news, the Indians beat the Royals 3-1 with a Yan Gomes game-winning home run yesterday. The Indians welcome the Detroit Tigers tonight at 6:10. The Cleveland Cavaliers are on the road tonight in New York to take on the Knicks. The game is at 7:30. The Big Z Sports Weekly podcast will be up today. Find it at WTUZ.com or Big Z's social media pages. Now here's a look at your Z Country forecast.
Cloudy today with some light snow developing. Could mix with some light rain at times this afternoon. High temperatures around 40 degrees. Any light precipitation will end this evening. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 25. Tomorrow clouds, some breaks of sun. High temperature in the mid-40s. Tuesday night becoming partly cloudy, low 29. Decent looking day Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, high 54. Increasing clouds Wednesday night. A few showers late at night into early Thursday morning. Then becoming partly sunny and warmer Thursday. High temperatures Thursday afternoon in the upper 60s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, you can visit WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.